You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do this too well.
In your fullness, in your fullness, and glory.
Lift your hands, give God praise. Bless Him from the depth of your heart. Just enough won't be enough. Bless Him, bless Him, bless Him, bless Him. Bless Him from the depth of your heart. Oh, give Him praise. Because He's good and His mercies endure forever. He is good and His mercies endure forever. Bless Him, bless Him, bless Him, thank Him. Oh, Shikam Belakia Tikash, the Velekidash. Blindo Kumbrikis, the Velekilatish, Elemakash, the Brekilakatish. Zivemakom, Bramikila, the Bakar, the Labakatikish, the Velekida. Brumboku Valadisha.
In your fullness, at your glory.
Adabarun Sakale. Kowa. Emi harun sokale kuwa bewa wo ojo ibukore lewa ni ori leyin pade wa yi je kari o
There's somebody here. You came to church, but you have a very dangerous decision to make after service. There's a girl waiting for you at home. After service, you have something dangerous to do. Hear the voice of the Lord. She will get pregnant, and you will not be able to remove this one. I gave this kind of word last year, November. That's you. No more. You have wasted God's grace. Enough. And I'm telling you, you tried. You shared the testimony. Give God praise. I see you. I know you. Amen. Don't do it. The Lord has saw us, okay. And He's warning you. Your life, your ministry is very important to God. And He has said He will not hold His peace to see till you are helped. Amen. Praise God. You are saying, why have I come to church now? Lift your hands and give God praise. He's the one who loves us. He loved us before we could even think of loving Him.
I will pour my love on you, withholding nothing back from you. You're the God who deserves my worship and my praise. I will pour my love on you, withholding nothing back from you. You're the God who deserves my worship and my praise. Oh, 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 you are the God, God who deserves my worship and my praise.
Oh, bless you, Father. Oh, thank you. From the depth of our hearts, we're grateful. Thank you for being our daddy. We're exalted. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Come on, rejoice. Now, hear me. Wait. When you are rejoicing, don't reduce the volume. Increase it. Amen. Now, you can't be more Catholic than a Pope. And you can't be holier than the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Yeah. So in Psalms 100 verse 1, the Bible said, "Bara a joyful noise to the Lord. Make, invent, create your own sound." If you see, those who don't know how to sing, it is when you are shouting, you are doing your own singing. Amen? Amen. Yes. Praise God. Now lift your voice louder and give God praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed. Sit down. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Who is excited to be in church this morning? Simple. Alright, quickly let me say a few things about relationships. Relationships. Destiny relationships. Destiny relationships. Your relationship or the relationships around you is the avenue for God to reach you on time. Note it. Let me break it down. The relationships around your life is the avenue or the express route for God to reach you on time. So let me give you an instance. Someone is trusting God, has been praying and trusting God for visa to Canada or trusting God for visa to the United States of America. And most of you are happy that Trump has been trumped out. Say, now I can reapply. Calm down. Okay? Let's leave that for America. Let's discuss. Now, you can go on mountain to fast 40 days and say, "Lord, let me get favor at the embassy," and God will say, "Amen." You know, when God too is saying amen to your matter. All right? And then God, by implication, will have to raise a voice for you. Are you following me? Yes. Now, God is not a magician. He's a miracle worker. So, meaning that it will have to go through process. Are you following me? Yes. Now, someone else might have a very good relationship with someone who is a voice at the embassy. And all he has to do is to make phone calls and say, "You know what? My visa is expired. I want to reapply. All right, for so and so duration of visa." And they'll say, "All right, don't worry, done." So the one who has quality relationship has made it easy for him to be reached on time. If you despise relationship, you are going too far from reach. There are many people that the reason why they are small is because all those that God could have used to bless them, to lift them, have been despised. Are you following what I'm saying here? Don't despise relationships. It is not wisdom. You will meet yourself in service throughout your university days, all right, or at your place of work. But you are the one who is always believing that everyone around you, they are jealous of you. It's a very wrong way to think. You know, I discovered that in my life, I have never at any point sat down to say somebody is envious of me. Because I am not of anyone. So I can't think it. Sometimes people call me and say, "Pastor, will you say you don't know this person is like this?" I'm not seeing it because I'm not like that. Though the pure, all things are pure. All right, you are the one who believes that people don't like you. You know, it's a very serious thing. There are people who are moving with backloads of hatred for themselves. They look at themselves in the mirror. They don't like themselves. All right, this is the link for the messages. It will be on the WhatsApp platform for the church. You can get it from there. It will be on the Facebook page. All right, now back to the issue. Some people don't like themselves. They don't like something about themselves. So when they get to a new place and probably someone else is going through something, and the fellow reacts to them one way because of what the fellow is personally going through, they are quick to say that fellow is reacting like this because of this. And by they will give themselves reason to be sad. They will give themselves reason to be resentful. They will give they will feed themselves with offenses. They will say that how that day too, I was going like this, and the way that sister looked at me, I say they don't like me in this church. And you have done that everywhere, and you still trust that mentality. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. All right, if you don't like something about yourself, you'll be quick to mirror people in that light. And that's why the best way to build a relationship with people is to first fall in love with you. Amen. You may love Jesus and hate yourself. First, fall in love with yourself. If you fail to love yourself the way God wants you to, hear me, this is going to be the result. You will love people so much, yes, but you will always be frustrated because you will always feel no one is reciprocating the love you have for them. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, we all need destiny relationships. See, I don't relate with people. I don't do that. I work on my own, right? And I've been a lone ranger all my life. You live in a house. No one knows where you are living. No one visits you. No one calls you. When you are broke, there's no one to call. All those you should call, you have abused them. People have saved your number or don't pick one. Your second number, avoid me. You even upload WhatsApp status. After 6 hours, 17 views. And they live very, very, very secluded life, moody. It's like they are working with Dangote cement, carrying backloads of different pain, awful things. And they will keep convincing themselves, giving themselves reason why they must believe that people are bad. For some, they've come to agree that women are bad people. Because he was dating a girl at some point, and the girl cheated on him. You will still marry a girl. You won't marry your mom. You still marry a girl. Alright, and when people do things to hurt you, it is okay and it is wise to convince yourself on time that that fellow did that because of who he is. It does not mean that's how everyone is. sorry, are you following me? Yes. Don't generalize hurt. Always separate issues from people. Don't make art general. Is somebody following me? Yes. Let me show you a scripture quickly. Proverbs 17 verse 17. Is it 17? Yeah. Proverbs 17, 17. Yeah. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Somebody read this. Go back to. Calm down. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Now, most people don't. How many of you? Somebody, was it Yemi Kings? Yeah, Yemi Kings. He wrote something about me on Instagram. You know, in those days, when he was learning photography, I was the specimen. And I was okay with it. Because when you are doing ministry, you must understand the language of media. So I will wear one suit one. In fact, we had just that one suit. His brother used the suit as part of many suits for somebody's wedding. He brought the suit, then it became our suit. So, I will wear that suit. He snaps me anywhere, inside bush, inside, I will shall pose. Then we will edit. If they can find a picture of some of those times, oh God. We'll edit the suit to wine, to yellow, to black. You know, it was one suit, but for different programs, different color. So at some point, I started receiving calls. Someone would call and say, Pastor, I'm part of the men in suit for so-and-so wedding. That your green suit, I love it. So I'll say, okay, it get as it be. Let's calm down. Amen. And hear me. I have friends that we can sit down and talk about those things and laugh. Many of you are too serious. Many Christians are living in bondage. Hear me. You are not that important to think all eyes are on you. Stop thinking like that. See, you carry yourself as a personality, you will die as a person. Don't do that. All right? You are an individual. You have reasons to be joyful, to laugh. Some of you can't even go out. I remember about 3 years ago or so, to be 2017, I came to Ibadan. Then I was living in Ife. Abi Lawal was living at Ashi Bodija. And that night, we just went out. I think that's still one of my best nights. Just went out to Ventura and then just catch fun, play table tennis and all those things. I play table tennis and I will beat you if you come around. I'm not joking. I these are examples here. Don't forget about... The only person who is going on suspension is Jacob. How will you give your spiritual father 6-1? And as I'm remembering, I feel like disciplining him. So I don't even go close again, you know. I just respect myself. And he'll be smiling. You are beating somebody, you are still smiling. Many Christians can't relate. Too locked up. Feel everybody's looking at us. Who are they, us? So when they have issues, they die in silence. Have you heard of cases that people will sit down in their house and die there, and it will take days, sometimes weeks, for people to know that they are dead? Weeks. And they are dead there. We had somebody who died in Lagos. When this woman will eat, I'm telling you what I saw. You know what I'm saying? This woman will eat rice. And then she will say she does not have money for soup. And then take the away inside fridge, warm it, and then pour it on top of the rice. And then eat rice and away do. She's from your village. I don't know your village, but she's from there. And then on some occasions, she will eat rice and then sprinkle garri on top. And then hear me. When this woman died, our house help ran away with 26 million naira that she buried in the toilet. Amen. 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 Don't live a life of isolation. Don't do it. Don't live a life of what? Don't live a life of what? Don't isolate yourself. Stop giving yourself reasons to believe that people don't like you. Stop giving yourself reasons to believe that people don't like you. I want to show you a scripture. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Psalm 68. Psalm 68, verse 6. Then we read Psalms 107, also verse 4. Psalm 68, verse 6. Are you there? Now look at that scripture. God set the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in dry land. So you need families. And it takes, hear me, it takes showing yourself friendly to have friends. Stop saying, I have walls, so that's who I am. And anyone that wants me, that likes me, must have to break through my walls. Nobody will really care to. People that matter, that or that should matter in your life, will come and they will perceive you in the wrong light. And what is even amazing is that some are into businesses but can't relate. Alright? And you are praying for God to bless you. How? So God will have to wait for somebody. That's the equation. He will have to wait for someone who has the gift of discernment to say, oh, you make cake. I perceived it now. And hello, there are few who will look at you and the only they may even discern you make cake and not have any job to give you. I don't, you know, the way I live my life, I don't hang around moody people. And I don't let them hang around me. You see, if you are always smiling, you'll be my friend. After service, you go lock yourself up. I just say, what's wrong with you? Say, while the service was going on, I just perceived that the Holy Ghost was at the back of the church crying for souls. That's your own Holy Ghost. He even sit down on the chair at the back. Mr. No Jesus. And some, in the name of spirituality, have destroyed relationships that should have served as ladders for them. Alright, so when you build relationships, you are making it easy for you to be reached on time. If favor is going to come, if help is going to come, God is going to use that circle. Thank you, Lord. The Lord wants me to emphasize on this. Don't be afraid to relate. Don't be afraid to relate. All right. I was sharing with, I can't remember who was with me in the car when I was sharing with him. I said by December, even in the midst of all these answers, said by December, we are going to take bags of rice and chicken and distribute it across different police stations in the city. They were going to do that. Alright, and I was telling Ozea Adura yesterday, I said, you wonder the reason why I have many people and I call people, somebody's happening, I say, hold on, let me call this person. I said, it's because I don't want anyone around me to suffer in vain. I receive a call, Pastor, something is happening here. I should be able to have anyone to call. I'm not sure there's any state in this country that I will enter and be stranded. I'm telling you. If I put it on my social media, I will be coming to Kenya by next week. I will have more than 20 ministries. What's 20? That will say, when you come to Kenya, all expense paid, we are ready. I'm telling you. Relationships. Build it. Alright. But don't go about hurting people and leaving scars in their heart. When you meet people, lift them. What did I say? Lift them. Carry the grace that can lift the heart of people. The Bible says that soft word turns away strife. Soft words turn away strife. stunt. People are meant to be hungry, to be destructive, and then you speak words gracefully to them, and then everything dies down. Then they are helped. So I'm just laying this foundation, and I believe God wants me to do that, to show you the importance of destiny relationship. Now, it doesn't matter the conviction you had before building the relationship, all right, or before going to meet someone. Every relationship will have to go through the building process. All right, we'll have to go through the building process. And I really need to say this. Now, someone is asking, Pastor, what if I am in a situation where I know that I'm supposed to relate with this person, but I don't have the reach, all right, to that person. I can't reach that person, or I don't have access to that person. I'll tell you two things. Number one, it is easier to relate with people before they are lifted. It is easier to relate with people before they are lifted. It is easier. So you must believe in those you have in your circle. At least start from there. When you want to relate with those who have been lifted, now hear me, and you notice they are careful, stop saying it is pride. All right? Some have had different kinds of heartbreaking experiences. So they have learned to trust or to test before they trust. Are you following me? Yes. All right? And then every relationship that God wants to be, there will always be a platform to meet honorably. Every relationship that God wants to be, there will always be a platform to meet honorably. All right, there are many people that I look at from afar, and people would think we've been relating for years. I saw my picture with Apostle Michael Rupo flying about. People were writing some stuff. So God will forgive them because we were not saying those things, but it's okay. And what most people didn't know is that that meeting was the first time we were meeting. We've had more than 5 programs together. Some either did not go for the meeting or he couldn't come. That was our first time of meeting. But when we met on a platform of honor. And you discover that the same way you have been following this person, he has been following you also for years, and he has a lot to say about your ministry. All right, and on that regard, two can agree. And brotherhood is built almost immediately. All right, but to go and write message to someone on Facebook and say, I saw you and I just want us to be friends, is to give the fellow reasons to suspect you. Are you following what I'm saying? There are times that you have to patiently wait for it to happen honorably. The fact that you have a prompting it should be does not mean you should pursue it now. You are not getting it. Are you following me? Yes. I remember myself and Lawrence have always, you know, listened to his songs and then stuff like that. All right. But the first time we were meeting one-on-one was when I moved to Ibadan. I think I was at home and just had a friend of mine, Fumi, came. And then, hello, how are you doing? This. And we're talking. I didn't know he was outside. And he was there. He came. All right. And then before you know it, brotherhood is built. It will look like you've known each other for 10 years. All right. Every relationship that God wants to be, there will always be a platform created for it. Why? Because God makes everything. He makes it. Everything beautiful in its time. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11. Everything, it makes everything beautiful in its time. So relationships themselves as a time. Can I shock you? The same way you have been looking at someone and admiring the fellow that I wish I have this fellow in my circle, are you aware that the same fellow can be looking at you also and say, I wish to? So don't look down on yourself. All right, before you think of building meaningful relationships, first start by believing in yourself. Be confident. I know who I am. Amen. It is not arrogance. It doesn't matter the economy of the jungle. A lion will not eat vegetable. It is identity, not pride. So when you know who you are not proud. You only have a sense of identity. Are you following me? Alright? And when you want to build a relationship, build it on mutual ground. Alright? See, let me say this to you. If there's no mutual regard, don't go there. You want to build a relationship with someone, you have to be the one pursuing to become the fellow's friend. Hold on. It's a sign of respect on the grace of God upon your life not to pursue who is not interested in you. Why? There's something about your life you have to protect. Let me say this to you. Anywhere you meet a great man, greatness will always regard greatness. If you see people who claim to be great, but when they see you, they look down. There's no true greatness in them. I've never seen a truly great man who looks down on people. I've never seen. You hear complain about someone when he meets people who snubs them, look down on them. That fellow, he might be popular, he's not great. You can't associate greatness to a man who is not in favor with men. You can't. Are you following me? You know, even in ministry, there are ministers that you want to call. They don't just attend any meeting anyhow, but on the platform of a relationship, they will say, I will go there. I remember Pastor Poju was sharing a story of a time he went to see Archbishop Benson Dausa, and then he was trying to bring him to University of Lagos for a meeting. And then Archbishop took him serious when he said he had hosted Bishop David Oyedepo. He said he had hosted Reverend Emiko Amosuka. He said, if you have hosted Oyedepo, then I will come. Relationship. And see, I've noticed that people who are in the world are smarter about these things than Christians. They are smarter. Alright, you have someone. Look at politicians. A politician will travel from Abuja to Lagos because the daughter or the granddaughter of a senator is having a third year birthday. And this guy will travel from Abuja, go to Lagos. The grandchild of a senator is having a birthday and is going there for the birthday. These guys are wiser in their own regard. It is Christians who look down people and things and say, who are they? That's why people remain small. Some have someone who is doing something great, and you are trusting God for something in that fellow's life. Your mouth becomes too big. It's a sign of low self-esteem. You say, I won't tell them. They didn't inform me. Your mouth becomes too big to say, oh, congratulations. I bless God for your life. It may take them 3 months to read the message, but when they see it, they have you in their heart. Wisdom. And let me quickly rephrase what I said there. Let me put a correction there. Sir, there are relationships you pursue. They are not interested in you. You have to prove that you are serious. Ah. Are you getting what I'm saying? Oh, brothers, are you getting what I'm saying? There are relationships you pursue. They won't regard you because they've seen many things. So you are coming and you are showing, I'm a different person. I'm not like all those ones who have come to use you. And don't relate to people to use them. So you discover that unbelievers understand these things more than Christians. What do? You have good relationship with God, but you are still small. Christ grew. He grew. The child grew in favor with God. He grew in favor with men. Alright? Where there is no vision, the people will perish. Where there are no people, the vision perish. The vision perish. Are you following what I'm saying here? If I want to do anything in Lagos that requires maybe a meeting with teenagers in Lagos, I don't have to go and start printing flyer and say, meeting Uncle Okpe is here. All I have to do is to put him on the flyer and say, Uncle Okpe. It will amaze you how those teenagers will come. Uncle Okpe is coming. He'll come. A relationship. I have a boy who started one new doctrine one time. And that doctrine, when they start believing in that doctrine, no minister of God is sound again in their eyes. So, he started doing some of his stuff like that. And one day he had a meeting. And I saw banner, I saw all those things. Well, you know, you might know something about those who have gone ahead of you. They have the experience you don't have. So I didn't say a thing. After the meeting, and the meeting, there was so much noise on Facebook. You know, you can post about a meeting on Facebook and get 200 likes. And yet for the meeting itself, you're going to have 3 people. So after the meeting, I said, because when you see your boys are not coming to give you testimony about the meeting, it didn't go well. I said, Baba Afua, you didn't give me testimony about this meeting. I asked the right question. First question, how many people came? He said, we are 2. Himself and the guy that went out to do publicity with him. So I said, I was the message. Say, powerful, sir. It doesn't matter how sound you are. You can't preach well with just one person in the seat. But, you know, I thought of it in that case. That if he was a wise boy, all right, just one phone call, I will instruct more than 50 people to make sure they are in that meeting. Hey, tell all of them there. Be in that meeting. Go there. Tell them. All right, put on our page. Tell them, be in that meeting. Tell them they should be there. And before the hall is already filled. But no, anything that gives you the impression that it's time, and there are people, you know, who in this line now, they have different false spirit and false prophet ministering to them. People that God has used to do something of benefit to their life, that false spirit will tell them that those people's time is over in their life. Have you seen that before? Yes. And they have assumed many people's time is over when God was just starting something. And you know, the mistake is this. You will always assume that if you cut this one out of your life, God will replace the fellow. Not everyone has a replacement, at least not immediately. Oh, you don't know? Yes. If you look deeply into your life, you will discover that there are people that you have made mistakes around them and they have left. Until today, you've not found anyone to fill the vacuum. The possibilities their presence would have supplied, you won't have it. You won't have it. I've been called by the grace of God to ministry. All right, and we are running church ministry. If I have a friend who is starting ministry and is starting in this city, I know one or two things to say. Amen? Yes. I know one or two things to say. I say, do it like this, do it like this. I know one or two things to support with. I say, you can't make mistake here. But someone looks at me and say, but does he know? This. Alright, you step back and you join the fellow prayerfully. Well, you notice that those kind of prayers don't work. Because God would have preferred that what you are would have just been settled with the relationship. Don't cut on people because they seem to be going ahead of you. You need them. The purpose of being ahead is to prepare the way for those coming behind. Are you following me? So you have to be intelligent. You have to be smart. Praise God. I remember while we were serving, there were many people in the family house who didn't value relationships. Many are good. They are good people, but only few people knew that they were good. If people have to know you well to know you are a good person, you are bad. So when you come close, you will know. You better show it. Only God looks at the heart. Only God will take time to see your heart. To say, forget about the way I talk, but look at my heart. I can't see it. There are relationships of value that should have lifted many people.
But they just cut themselves off. Talk to them anyhow. So I can talk anyhow. Let me say, if you're a rude person, rudeness is a lazy man's way of imitating strength. Rudeness is laziness. Let me say this to you. Let me tell you, come. Evans, come. When a rude person wants to talk to you, come. All right? You know, there are people that they can't face the crowd until they are high. They have to take marijuana. You know, marijuana is a sign of fear and intimidation. Yes. You are responding well. There's a way you respond to this. Is it from experience? Okay. You can still respond. Okay, you are facing Jesus now. Okay. So someone takes marijuana. They are high. And they say, who are they? Have you seen all those hoodlums who disrupted protests and all those things? They could never have done it without getting high. Because if they want to be on the normal ground, they know they will see someone that they were together in primary school, who is now a medical doctor. So they can't confront those things. That's why they will see you and say, who you be? They couldn't have done it on a normal day. But they need something to now lift them. It's like standing on a tread. With time it collapses, and they are back to normal again. And you notice how small, how weak they are. And that's what a rude man does. When someone who has low self-esteem sees you, they don't think big of themselves. When they look at you, they are intimidated. They will need to talk to you in a way that will make you now look small in their mind. Then they are free to communicate. If you that they are talking to, you are someone who has good esteem, you understand that it is not easy on them. So allow them, and then get what you want, and then leave. But if you too, you are someone who has bad self-esteem, as they are giving you one, you are giving them 10. Are you following what I'm saying? And before you know it, we are seeing a man on suit here who is fighting on the road, fighting dirty with a bike man. And they have turned the tie, they punched his face, giving him tribal mark, and then so on and so forth. Beyond knowing scriptures, you have to be intelligent. Many of you have never read any books since you left university. It's time to go back and start reading books on emotional intelligence. And there are some of you that it is important you don't get married this way, because your spouse will be in jail. Oh. You get what I'm saying? Yes. There are many people that they only have roommates. They are used to malice. How will somebody say, when I wake up in the morning, I don't just feel like talking to anybody? If it's not village people, what is it? Village people came with rapper. They are living. Okay, please sit down. Thank you. See, when I wake up in the morning for the first 2 hours, I don't feel like talking to you, and so that's who I am. Oh yeah, yeah. We have to round up. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, build relationships. Build it intelligently. Build it smartly. Build with discretion. Hallelujah. Alright, by Tuesday I will teach you on how to. Alright, how to build it. How? You need to know the how. You see, only few people value what I'm saying and they are clapping. Yeah. In this church, I know my fans, so. Some of you say, I don't really like pastor like that. Particularly the owner of that prophecy. Say, that church. But I love you. You love me. Praise God. Come on, give God a clap. Hallelujah. A time is coming you will be able to call president. Yes. But you know, the relationship will only be solid if you can call them while they were still contesting. Because when you become a president, you don't want to pick calls anyhow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to God and ask for the wisdom that keeps people. Yeah. There is a wisdom that brings people, but there's another wisdom that keeps them. The wisdom that keeps people. Receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus'
mighty name we have requested.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to familylazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.